GOP Attorney General Patrick Morrisey raises over $1 million for West Virginia gubernatorial race. By Sean Moran on July 7, 2023. Attorney General Patrick Morrisey, RWV, announced he has raised more than $1 million since announcing his gubernatorial campaign. A press release for Morrisey's campaign said he had $800,000 more than his next competitor. Morrisey said that he takes this as a vote of confidence. West Virginians know that I am the only proven conservative with a record of getting big things done for our state, Morrisey explained in a written statement. While I'm pleased with our campaign's strong fundraising numbers, the most important point is that I have consistently delivered for the people of West Virginia, and I will continue to do so as governor. Morrisey said that he had over 7,200 unique donors, and 89% of donors gave less than $100. Citizens United and Veterans for America First have endorsed Morrisey's bid to replace Governor Jim Justice, R. Vlad Lemitz, chairman of Veterans for America First, said in a written statement. Attorney General Patrick Morrisey is the only true conservative in the West Virginia governor's race and has always been supportive of our veterans in law enforcement. He has endorsed Trump for 47. We need a top law enforcement officer as governor, especially with the weaponization of the government against conservatives occurring. We are honored to announce his endorsement, Morrisey said in reaction to the endorsement. I'm grateful for the support of Veterans for America First. With FAF's endorsement, West Virginians know that I have and always will fight for President Trump's America First policies. I will fight to uphold the rule of law, protect our communities from the death and destruction erupting at the southern border, and finally put an end to illegal immigration and the pouring in of illicit drugs, opioids, and fentanyl into West Virginia. I will work to reclaim homegrown manufacturing so that all Americans, especially our highly skilled working class, may live good lives and provide for our families. Morrisey recently spoke to Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle about how the Biden administration's pistol brace regulation serves as the latest attempt to criminalize Americans. Morrisey led a multi-state coalition to have an injunction block the regulation. Related, watch, absolutely asinine, Don Jr. weighs in on DOJ's pistol stabilizer braces ban. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.